So far, we've analyzed rigid bodies under three cases: pure translation, pure rotation, and general planar motion with a center of mass reference. Let's look at all three cases. So pure translation, we used Euler's second law, either using some of the moments with a center of mass reference equals zero, or some of the moments with an arbitrary point as a reference equals r cross ma. Those were the two options. For pure rotation, we have some of the moments with the fixed point as a reference equals I alpha. And then general planar motion, we have some of the moments with the center of mass as a reference equals I alpha. Those were the three cases. Well, what if we want to do general planar motion and not use the center of mass as a reference? We can do that. It just means that the equation is going to be a bit more complex, but not that much more complex. We just have to add the rotational part and the translational part, but we've already done it. We've done it in the translational part. So it's not going to be anything new. We just have to add that component.